There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Drive at 5, the stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, here we go. Man, I always appreciate talking to Congressman Chris DeLuzio joins this show right now. Good afternoon, Congressman. How are you?
Hey, Colin, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. We'll get into some serious things. But first, your mids are 3-0, and they're scoring a million points, by the way. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good about it, especially given where the Steelers are at the moment. I'm happy with Navy. Pitt, you know, tough loss in the backyard brawl, but I'll take a win from the mids.
Absolutely, and again, scoring a gazillion with Mount Lebanon kids too. So there's that. All right, let's get down to brass tacks. This what you're pushing forward right now, this initiative, became sadly timely yesterday. Bipartisan Bulletproof Vests Partnership Program Expansion Act. The bill came out of a meeting with you and Mike Vogel, who's the police chief of the Allegheny County Housing Authority. Essentially, you want to make it where it's much more affordable for all entities to get cheaper bulletproof vests. Am I right about that?
That's basically it. I mean, what Chief Vogel told me, and if you talk to the chiefs anywhere, they'll tell you the same. These things are expensive. They've been getting more expensive. And this federal program that helps local departments buy them, the cost share is too low and the money that's in the program runs out. So it means chiefs who want to buy these things, they're stuck competing for a shrinking pool of money. So this fix here is pretty basic. We take the federal cost share up a little bit. We put a little more money in this program that takes a burden off our local chiefs who've got to have this stuff, right? Like being a cop can be really dangerous. We got a horrible reminder of that in York County yesterday. 3 cops dead, 2 in the hospital. I mean, if we can get bulletproof vests in the hands of more cops, and that might save some lives. I mean, come on, that's a no-brainer.
Maybe I'm naive, Congressman, but maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm part of a vast majority here. I always thought, as a citizen of this country and as a taxpaying person, oh, police bulletproof vest, yeah, it comes out of my taxes. They go pick one out, they get what they want. And it is what it is. It's standard issue. I'm wrong about that, I guess.
Well, look, they're expensive, and you talk to you pick the borough or township. They don't have unlimited money. They're dealing with a tough environment around property taxes and maybe asking their residents to take a tax increase. And I'm saying it is in the public interest across the country for local cops to have things like bulletproof vests. Let's have the federal government step in a little more here, support our local cops, get something that might save their lives. I think it's a no-brainer. And this thing's endorsed by a bunch of the police groups. Me as a Democrat, I got a Republican co-sponsor and co-lead. Let's
holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Pass this thing.
Do you have to, when you look at something like this Bulletproof Vest Partnership Program Expansion Act, do you have to look at things item by item and say, okay, this is fat, we need to trim it, this is it? But then things that are requisite items that people need to do their job and live and to kind of function regularly and kind of put them in two canisters, and this one would seem to be a standard issue item.
Well, it's a drop in the bucket with the overall federal budget, which, you know, can be in the trillions. This, we're talking an extra $30 million that would go to this program for police departments across the country. So when we have fights in Washington about funding, this is one of those things that ought to just be able to fit in the budget. We ought to be able to make the room to make this kind of thing happen. I think about that way for a lot of stuff. Veterans health care, you hear me talk about. But this is one that should be a no-brainer. And look, local police chiefs, not just in Western Pennsylvania, I'm sure are going to be telling their members of Congress to support this, as they should. It's a good bill. It's one that won't cost the public much money. It'll save some lives.
Chris DeLuzio joining Congressman Chris DeLuzio. To kind of stay in this same ballpark, but run a little bit adjacent to this, municipality I live in, Hampton, okay? They have had, I think, great success, if you talk to some of the officers, on certain calls sending out social workers alongside. Do you advocate that, and do you push for that in like a program like that?
I've heard good stories there. I've heard that from other parts of my district, too. I'm all about whatever can both save lives, right? Free up police to do the more dangerous work they've got to do. If someone like a social worker can handle a call, and we're talking about people who might be in mental health crisis, dealing with addiction, the answer might not be a cop with a badge and a gun, and it might free up a cop with a badge and a gun to do something that they've got to be focused on. So I think this stuff makes sense. I know Hampton and some others have really liked what they've seen out of having somebody on call to respond.
What do you say when people say, whether you're in Washington, whether you're here in Western Pennsylvania, wherever, what do you say when people say, okay, we need to tone down the rhetoric, we need to be nicer to each other, we need to talk in a different, more subdued manner and understand each other? Well, okay, how does that happen? Give me the practical reality of that, Congressman.
Well, look, we got to be able to debate and debate fiercely, and that's okay. What's not okay is this political violence, right? We just saw this with Charlie Kirk. It's happened where they almost killed Donald Trump. They tried to kill Josh Shapiro, the legislators in Minnesota. I mean, this just has to end. I was just on the steps of the Capitol with a bunch of fellow members of the Four Country Caucus, Democrats and Republicans, who are all veterans. Some others joined us. Just to have a basic show of unity to condemn this stuff, I think that's what you got to see. We can go argue it out and have tough debates and have tough elections, and that's fine and that's healthy. You got to hear leaders in both parties say, we are not okay with this violence. We're going to condemn it no matter where it comes from.
Do you think the numbers are actually more voluminous of people on both sides in the middle who are on board with all of this, and the people on the fringes just shout the loudest and get a lot of attention?
Well, you know what the media environment can be, especially on social media. And even I think people who you might say are on the further left or the further right, I still don't think the overwhelming majority of people in this country want to see political violence. I just don't. I don't think this is what we're going to accept. And I'll say this, I don't want to give a long speech to you or your listeners. This is about us governing ourselves. That's what our government is. If we are going to have self-government, if we're going to have sovereignty, we're going to have a democracy, then we can't have anybody intimidated because they're opening their mouth to make an argument. And so I think that's why the threat here is so real, and why I'm glad you're seeing so many leaders across the spectrum say enough is enough. We're not accepting this. We're not happy with this. We're condemning this stuff.
You deal with people of all ages. You're just in your early 40s. Do you think people younger than you and sort of this new crop of politicians, or even just regular citizens, kind of younger people, are they able to talk out problems like maybe our grandparents did?
You know, that's a great question, and I'm glad you kind of lumped me in as young, being 41, Colin. I'll take that. Look, I hope so. You know, I think part of that is what we learn about civil discourse in this country, which is why I think this moment is both dangerous and an opportunity to say we're shifting it back to rejecting this violence, being clear that we can iron out our differences, have those kinds of arguments. And it's not just on campuses, right? Maybe it's at a borough council meeting. Maybe it's in the halls of Congress. Maybe it's at a school board meeting. We got to be able to do this stuff. And especially people younger than me and you, they've lived through an America now that they're not expecting to be better off than their parents. And I think that's a failure of our government. And so they want more out of our government, as they should. And they're expecting politicians to argue, see who's got the best ideas and do it, and be able to be alive at the end of the day after making those arguments. I think that's what they expect of this country. And that's what they should expect of their elected officials.
Congressman Chris DeLuzio, I thank you so very much. Common sense rules the day every time that I talk to you. I appreciate it. And we'll talk again soon.
All right, Colin. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely. And I mean that, you know. You listen to Chris DeLuzio and you talk to him about common sense issues. Okay, we need more money. We got to get local cops bulletproof vests. But okay, who's going to argue with that? Okay, political violence in this rhetoric on both sides. We need to make sure we could talk to each other and figure out problems without knuckling up or shooting guns at each other. Okay, who really wants to have violence? The younger people need to live in a society where they expect to have more and need to figure out how to get along with each other, whether it's at a school board meeting, whether it's at the halls of the Capitol. Who's going to argue with that? Again, he's the kind of leader that I appreciate. He's somebody who is willing to roll up his sleeves and, like with this bulletproof vest situation, is willing to work bipartisan. The guy has my respect to the hilt. He just does.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles. Rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.